They lots of times they'd take a pole, just hew off two sides, peg them to a post, and then put their nail in pickets to that. That's around the yard.
Is that picket fence the same thing as what some people call a paling fence?
Yeah. Your paling was where you had the bars. Most of the picket fence was later years was made out of sawn stuff, you know. Your paling was, it was split out of pine. We used a floor and a mallet to make those pipes just like what you use on your cutting your boards for your house.
Have you ever seen any fences or walls around here made out of loose stone or rock?
There's one out here on the on the 70-71 highway. I don't know whether you noticed it or not.
Can't remember.
You remember the drive-in theater? Just the other side of the drive-in theater, there was a creek. And then across the road, there's the wall made out of rock. It's a retainer wall, is what it is. But on further north, where there's more rocks, we didn't have too many big rocks around, you know, down this sandy loam down there around Luxburg. Mm-hmm. Out east of Luxburg is on red clay. But north of here, but you see quite a, of course, you cement to hold the rocks in place.
Were there ever any farms around here, you know, where farmers raised the cows just for the milk and butter, that kind of deal?
Dairies? Yeah, around Big Queen here. And used to be some over there around Luxburg, but they sold the cream, you know, to cream station. When I was a kid, we always got our milk and butter and raised some calves for beef, you know. Didn't have any deep freeze, nothing like that, but, be 7 or 8 families go in together, you know, and that we'd kill a beef and divide it up, and they could eat it then before it spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Some people smoked that beef, but we never did. We'd smoke our pork. We didn't like that beef, you know, in bowl. It just didn't look good to me.